Hello.
Hello, hello. So you was able to call into the main podcast?
Yeah, and we're being recorded right now, so you're talking about it while we're recording.
No, we can't hear you.
We are recording now, so you're discussing that off the recording.
Okay.
So hello.
Hi. Yeah, I couldn't log in for some reason. So, anyway. Okay, so,
You need to do the welcome statement.
The welcome statement?
Yeah.
We don't need no stinking welcome statement.
I say hello, and you say welcome to... Come on. I know this threw you off.
Food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast.
Yay!
Okay, so,
it does not feel like 5 o'clock.
I know, right? Tonight's topic is for Chloe. Chloe is a, I would call her a freedom fighter, but she is a girl for gender equality. Find correct pulls for genderequality.com. But she has a disorder called FAST disorder, and it's okay for me to say that on radio because she publicly announces it herself.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me get this politics straight. She's not one of these crazy feminists, is she?
No, she's a crazy anti-feminist.
Even nuttier.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
Like her. Anyway, well, you know, she's for true equality, not equality for only one gender. So, anyhow.
Well, so she's for equality of opportunity as opposed to equality of outcome.
Yes, equal.
But that's a political discussion.
Equal outcome.
Yeah, so that's
we'll
a political discussion. I'll let you get back to what you were saying about.
Yeah, we only got 3 or 5 minutes or less.
Right,
okay,
right, right.
Okay, so she has what she calls, I don't know if this is a clinical diagnosis or not, but she calls it FAST disorder, which I looked up FAST disorder, and... all I could find was the rapid bipolar mood disorder, basically.
You so might have to try a search for F.A.S.T. and see what comes up.
Yeah, I already.
Okay.
And I sent you my results.
Yeah.
We don't have a whole lot to go on. It's basically, and I mean, I could ask her directly. I haven't done for some specific stuff, but if I get some more details on it, talk about it. Podcast. Next week's podcast is going to be on 420. We're going to talk about 420 stuff.
Oh my God. You're going to come steal our guns.
No, we're just going to talk. Anyway.
So that's why they're going to steal our guns.
And even if with bipolar, there's nothing in my books on specific bipolar. I'm going to start, since I found my prescriptions for natural healing and prescriptions for herbal healing books, I dug through my containers a weekend ago and found my prescriptions for natural healing book. This has been my Bible forever. But anyways.
Thanks to David Irish, probably.
No.
No?
I found this before I found Irish. I found this in Arkansas when my first wife and I started getting into alternative medicine. But I stayed on the alternative medicine route, and she went back to the pharmaceutical route. I'm still alive. She's not. So that's part of the
Sounds story. Like my mama.
Yeah. She had all kinds of medical problems because she was a hypochondriac, so she was always going to the doctor and getting medication, and so the doctors just made her worse, and eventually the doctors killed her. So, yeah, sad story. But she had bipolar as well. I have a history of dating bipolar women. I don't know why. But anyway, so...
Bipolar man!
Yeah, I don't know. I avoid them now for the most part, but...
well...
know, something about
again,
me or
this
them
is political.
Attracts us together.
This is political, but I'm kind of, from reading the descriptions of what bipolar is supposed to be and all this stuff, I'm not entirely convinced that it's a real disease.
Well, this is true.
But yes, people who get diagnosed with bipolar, yes, they have issues. Yes, they have problems. Or they wouldn't have gone to a doctor in the first place. But
well,
reading,
yeah. What it boils down to is it's a nutritional deficiency, just like any other disorder. So we just have to figure out what the problem is, what the nutritional deficiencies are, and get out there and get your nutrients. And that's why we do free food and medicine, because of, you know, our soils are depleted of nutrients, the soils where we get most of our food from. And so we're not getting the nutrients we need from the fresh fruits and vegetables and whatnot that we're eating, as well as the flavored cardboard that we get in the grocery stores.
Hey,
well,
don't talk about my pizza that way.
Well, I'm talking about the stuff that comes in boxes.
Which yes, you're
the
right.
The ingredients on the pizza does come in boxes, but
no, the pizza itself, and I'm not talking about the pizza box. The pizza itself does come in a box, pretty much. It's not like they make it totally brand new right there in the pizza store. I mean, they may make the dough, but it's from a pre-made mix.
Right. So that's the biggest problem with our world, let alone our nation, is too much, you know, consumption of food paint and flavored cardboard and other chemicals. But, you know, I like flavored cardboard and food paint, too. It tastes good.
Yeah.
But
sadly.
Know, sad, but true, you know. But I do try to eat healthy more than I eat unhealthy. And I try to forward as well as possible. So, back on topic. Now, in the Prescriptions for Natural Healing book, holy smoke. Man, that truck driver's in a hurry. Okay.
Aren't you all?
Basically, amino acids is what the Prescriptions for Natural Healing book is saying. Up your intake of amino acids. Specifically...
Hey.
Proteins. Oh, this one says proteins free from. Wait, free. Oh, never mind. Okay, so proteins are free form of amino acids. It's saying to take L-trizine and L-taurine. Vitamin B, which we already knew that. Vitamin B is for any kind of mental problems, depression, mental disorders, anything, any brain problems, vitamin B is your in.
Especially niacin.
Yeah.
And if you can't, if you really can't stand niacin, there's lots of people that can't stand it, mainly because they're wimps and can't take the flush that results. Niacinamide is an acceptable substitute for niacin. It just that flush is actually an indicator telling you when you've gotten enough, you know. So you really do want the flush, and then it's up to you to judge how much of a flush you want to have, you know.
Yeah. So, and I can't remember if niacin is vitamin B6 or B3, but it's specifically saying here you want B6. So it might be B6 is niacin.
You want the full complement of the vitamin Bs, because vitamin B helps with your energy cycles, so how you process your fat, how you process your sugars, all right? It helps with repairing nervous tissue damage, and it helps with mental health issues. So,
right.
I mean, it's, you know, I mean, the whole complement does all this, but the, you know, the niacin is the big one for mental health. So.
Exactly. So, yeah, it first states you want vitamin B. Then it also says you want liver injections, whatever that is. I'm not exactly sure. And vitamin B12, vitamin B6, and another B12. Oh, this is B12 lozenges. And zinc, which zinc will help you with the corona, too. But anyway, so those are the most important supplements that these doctors who wrote prescriptions for natural healing suggest. So amino acids, vitamin Bs, and zinc. Is there a Is there a natural form of lithium?
I'm sure there is. You want your minerals should be from an organic source for the most part. If you're craving salt, those are inorganic minerals, and yes, you want sea salt, not Morton salt. When you crave sugar, you're craving organic minerals. So you want to eat an apple or an orange or a peach, okay? And your cravings will kind of tell you what form of natural sugar you want. So, you know, you really like your root beer candy, well, you probably should be making some sesquipedalone tea and adding natural sugar to it.
Apparently, lithium is natural. I always thought it was a chemical.
Well, it is. It's a, yeah, but it's a natural chemical. But, I mean, you want an organic form of it, I'm sure.
Right. So, basically, organic lithium is what they're saying is also important.
Yeah, so look,
like
you don't want to eat your lithium batteries.
No.
You want to find a... Sorry.
The shrinks prescribe lithium to people with bipolar, and a lot of times it's too much, and apparently, you know, it's not as good as the natural form of lithium, so you want to go out and get a natural source of lithium, and we'll have to Google where to find natural lithium in the wild. We know where to get some of this other stuff, but just Google wild edibles with high in lithium. And I'll do that here in a minute, but I'm going to keep reading. It also says multi-minerals, multivitamins, calcium, magnesium, fatty acids, unsaturated fatty acids, and vitamin C. So those are the recommendations from the doctors who wrote the prescriptions for natural healing book. And there's a handful of doctors. Well, there's two main doctors that wrote the book, and they've got references in the back from other doctors that they got their.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying they're wrong, but I would note that when they wrote their book, they probably was during the phase in time when they were noticing that certain so-called saturated fats were causing problems. And so they just bundled all the thick fats together, the ones that solidify at room temperature, okay? But that's kind of based on your margarines, your fake saturated fats, where they took an oil that would be liquid at room temperature
and then they processed it in a way that it thickens up like margarine, right? And those are horrible for the body, whereas the saturated fats you find in butter are actually good for you. So
right.
You might want to look into that and see, you know, whether that's what they really meant.
Well, apparently you get lithium from eating mushrooms.
What kind of mushroom?
I'm working on that.
Right. I mean, is it all mushrooms in general, or?
No.
I wonder if you can get it from seaweed.
This phone's acting up. I got some kind of spyware or some adware on it. I blocked it with my no root firewall, but it's still screwing up my phone.
Right, it's going behind your back, basically.
Well, I click on a link and then it sends me to the link that it wants to send me to, but the link doesn't work because I have that spyware or adware blocked. But then I try to back up and go to the link that I was trying to go to, and sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But luckily, I got this other phone. Once in 2 weeks, once I longer logbook, and is this logbook weird for this job? And so if I switch phone, if I reformat my phone right now, it could erase my logs over the last couple of days, and I'll have to figure out how to go back and redo them. So I'm waiting until I get laid off, right? I'm waiting until I get laid off to do a reformat on my phone. But anyway, okay, so Google wild edibles that are high in lithium, apparently mushrooms. So let's go to Marcus Rothkrantz's book. So Marcus Rothkrantz basically has under mood disorders or mood swings. But we'll look up a couple other things as well because I've got some experience with people with bipolar, so I got, you know, I know what some of their, I know different categories to look up under and stuff. So mood swings, you got Japanese knotweed, sage, wild yam, and then it says here, also see candida and fungus. So apparently if you have a candida problem, it will affect your mood and therefore might potentially cause, you know, some sort of a bipolar mood disorder. I also know that Marcus talks about the liver. People who have bad livers tend to have mood problems. So if you keep, you know, Marcus says you want to eat bitter food, you know, bitter wild edible to keep the liver clean, healthy, and happy. So,
right.
But there are specific ones that are good for the liver, not just all bitter stuff, although Marcus Rothkrantz would disagree with me.
This will sound like magic, but basically the same nerve endings that tell you that something tastes bitter send a signal to tell you to release digestive juices and bile and things like that. All right, so they, while chemically they may not do anything in the process, just eating anything bitter will tell your liver it's time to get to work.
Right.
And so yeah, I'm actually operating under the theory that we do our meals backwards. If you're going to eat something sweet, you should eat it first, then eat your salads and your meat and stuff like that. And you should follow up the meal, not with the dessert, but with a shot of some bitters.
Another thing, too, is lay off the alcohol. Alcohol depletes the body of vitamin D. And I also understand that wheat, maybe it's the grain alcohol. I'm not sure if it's the wheat in the alcohol or if it's the grain alcohol or what. But back a long time ago when I was studying bipolar and what might cause it and stuff like that, I remember alcohol being
90 seconds
cause of a lot of problems associated to bipolar mood disorder. And my theory now is that it is the depletion of vitamin B, but there's something in the alcohol, specifically wheat related, that interferes with
60 seconds.
Interferes with the brain, which will either cause or make this disorder worse. And looking up on the internet earlier, natural remedies for bipolar, they got fish oil, rhodiola, which rhodiola is good for any kind of depression, so whether it's manic depression, bipolar, schizophrenia, rhodiola is good for that. It's even good for anxiety. This is a really long one. I don't know that I can fit. It's S-adenos...
10 seconds.
I can't even... Here's another long one I'm not even going to read.
How about you try spelling it out?
True. Okay, hang on. Backing up. Okay. So S...
I need some niacin. I can't even begin to process that.
Apparently it is an amino acid. Okay, so let's see. This one here. I'm not sure. It is the long one I can't pronounce. To spell N-A-C-E-T-Y-L-C-Y-S-E-I-E. And I'm not sure if that's in the middle or not. Anyway, choline.
That's the stuff that we, supposed to be one of the vitamin Ds, if I remember right.
Yes, okay. That's what I was thinking it was. Choline chloride is the long version.
Yes.
Okay, so choline, I used to haul this stuff, so... choline is a water-soluble vitamin may be effective for symptoms of mania in people with rapid syndrome bipolar disorder. Bam, there it is. Not FASD, it's RCBD. But anyway, when I looked up FAST disorder, rapid cycling bipolar disorder is what came up.
Right. So, and when you sent me that link, their definition of rapid is anything but rapid, people. It doesn't mean that it happens every day. It means it happens more than four times a year. And that kind of struck me as a hinky definition, because if somebody really is bipolar, if there really is bipolarness, you're not going to notice it unless they're going through cycles at least four times a year or more. So everybody right. with bipolar is rapid bipolar? That doesn't make sense.
No. No. Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Bipolar, that's probably just regular bipolar. Rapid bipolar is probably people who cycle at least times a week.
Well,
more.
That was looking at the site that you sent me, just their definition. They said that rapid bipolar is more than so many times a year.
Yeah, that was WebMD.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's like, either that's a useless
that's
definition. Yeah, that's everybody.
Right. So
that's me in the morning.
Yeah. It depends. I mean, different things affect my mood. I'm probably more, I don't even know if I would consider it manic. I get mood swings, but I go more from being happy to depressed to being happy again.
Right.
And but it's circumstantial, you know. It's not just random. Sometimes it is, maybe, but usually it's something that's happening in my life which triggers it, and so then I get down in the dumps. Or I
yep.
get happy, you know. When I'm being successful in my business, I get real happy. And when something goes wrong, I get sad. It's normal, really. So, or even in relationships, it doesn't matter. We all go through that. But according to this, they say 2,500 milligrams of choline for rapid cycling bipolar disorder.
So is that taken? Is that taken in the vein or is that oral?
No, it's water soluble, so it's oral.
Drink it.
Yeah, drink right. it. Eat it. Well, they make a powdered form. The kind that I used to haul is the animal feed, but and their plant's not that far from us. And basically, the only difference between the animal feed version and the human, I forgot now, grade, human grade and animal grade is just the filtering process. So
food grade.
Food grade. Well, then you got pharmaceutical grade, blah, blah, blah. But anyways, food grade and animal grade or farm grade is just a filtering process. So I would take the farm grade feed, choline chloride supplement, and I just run it through a filter. I'd run it through a coffee filter, and then I'm good to go, you know. But
I would check to see if the coffee filter was good enough to catch what they're trying to catch with their improved filtering.
Well, I guess this is debatable, but the employees felt it was safe enough to use, so I figured it was safe enough to use because they used it all the time when they went out partying and drinking.
Let's put it this way. If you use it on your horses, it's probably better than human consumption.
Well, that's true. A lot of things that go into animal feed is healthier than what goes into human food and supplements. For example, when I first started getting into this 20 years ago, I found out that there's more minerals and vitamins, rat pellets that you feed your mice, other critters, than there is in baby formula.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Here, have some nutrition with your poison.
No, not rat poison pellets. Rat pellets that you would feed your pet rat.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Right. There was more nutrients in your rodent food than there was in your baby food. And I'm sure it's still that way today. So that I learned that 20 years ago, and it was true. I went out and compared it to myself. And that, one of the... Anyways.
Many a farmer's kid has asked their farmer dad, why do you care so much about the animal's nutrition, but you don't care about mine?
Right. Well, here's another thing, too. Doctors can't cure endometriosis. Why? Well, they can cure it in cattle, but they can't cure it in humans?
Because it's very profitable in humans. But if your cattle have it, the farmer's not going to go to you anymore.
Pretty much. All right, so St. John's Wort is one herb for bipolar, or yeah. And then they say calming techniques like doing massage therapy, acupuncture, meditations, and yoga.
Even yoga.
I beat you to it.
So says Cindy.
Right. Some of our friends think yoga is evil. So,
yeah, actually, yeah, okay. several of our friends.
Religious radicals think that yoga is evil. Dare speak of such negative. Okay. So, back to Marcus Rosecrans, run out of time. We'll go into depression. I don't know if it's in here. Let me look. Passion fruit. No. Passion flower and passion fruit also good for depression. What's that one that's growing on the quarry that you were talking about, or do you remember?
I do not remember its name. I did note that it was very specific as to the disorder it was good for. I don't remember what the disorder was, but it was a mental disorder. And it's in the mint family. It looks like mint, but does not taste or smell anything like mint.
Okay. So we'll have to look into that one, figure out what that is, and maybe if we remember, which we probably won't, we'll get back to you on that.
I did know there's a ton of it on the quarry.
There is. Okay, so let's see here. Marcus Rosecrans says, bitter stuff is best. Remember, bitter makes you less bitter. There you go. And if you don't like bitter wild edibles, just take some juice or tea with you. That's what I do. And chase it with your juice or tea. Or eat it with stuff that's not bitter, and that way you tone down the bitterness of it. Like cattle feed that I haul for winter, we have a sweet cattle feed blend and a bitter cattle feed blend. Well, the cows love the sweet. We all love sweets. But the bitter's healthier for them, so they supplement the bitter feed with the sweet feed to get the cows to eat the bitter feed more or less, whatever they want them to eat, however much they want them to eat, they'll supplement the bitter with the sweet to get them to eat more of it.
Well,
so.
And then there's this. Anybody who cooks knows that, you know, you want things to have a little bit of salt, a little bit of sweet, a little bit of heat, you know, I forget what they call that when you're cooking, but anyway, and a little bit of bitter, all right? And everything's just, you know, kind of a balance of those four things. And so if you made a cookie and all it had was sugar in it and flour, it'd be really boring. But you put a little salt in it, it brings out some flavor. You put something that's a little bitter in it, and now the cookie pops. You know, it becomes interesting, and you want to eat it. So, granted, I would eat the cookie differently with sugar and flour anyway, but.
Same goes for your relationships. You don't want to be too sweet. You want to be a little bitter. Add some spice to the. I'm just kidding. Anyway. Okay, ashwagandha will help with depression. Baby sunrose, basil, bee pollen, black cohosh, blueberries.
Black cohosh is one of my mom's favorites.
There you go. Boswellia, cinnamon, chaparral.
Chicory.
The me Damina, D-A-M-I, Evening Primrose, False Unicorn, Fenugreek, Ginseng, Ginkgo Biloba, Goth Cola, Kelp Hops, Loquat. I know what those are. Okay. Yeah.
They grow out in California a lot. Might be nice to try to grow some here.
Mimosa. Moringa. Nettles. Which now's the time to get out there and get your nettles before they're gone. Oak grass. Orange peels. Pine pollen. Which, that's my new favorite superfood. Pumpkins, rhodiola, we just talked about that. Saffron, that's expensive.
Grow it.
Sage. Sarsaparilla.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah, I can't read. Anyway, I'm not used to reading some of these words. Seaweed, St. John's wort, thyme, valerian.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
And so on and so forth.
And now we're on the other side.
And yellow dock. Vervain and yellow dock. So I wanted to keep it short because we're having a cookout tonight at the hotel. So I guess that concludes the free food and medicine portion of the Manic Monday podcast. We'll start our ScrapGov Scrap podcast here shortly. So talk to you in five?
Sure. Talk to me in five.
Okay, bye.